The government continues to implement initiatives to allow persons with disabilities to earn a living and, by extension, make a meaningful contribution to society. The latest initiative saw the signing of a $300 million contract for the provision of training and employment for members of the disabled community under the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities project. Director of Social Security in the Ministry, Denzel Thorpe, says 250 beneficiaries are being targeted in the first instance. They are among 500 persons with disabilities on the Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH.
And it will facilitate training and employment of 500 persons with disabilities on PATH, among several others, and the strengthening of the services offered by the Early Stimulation Program through the provision of equipment and adaptive aids, building the capacity of staff and providing support to parents and caregivers of children with disabilities.
9 consultant contracts totaling $61.3 million were signed by the Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer and representatives of the entities partnering with the ministry to facilitate the provisions for the initial 250 beneficiaries. The contracts will provide assistance within the following areas:
vocational and job skills training and certification, job coaching and employment readiness training, apprenticeship and on-the-job training, and organizational strengthening.
Director of Social Security in the Ministry, Denzel Thorpe. Participating entities under the initiative include the Abilities Foundation, Development Options Limited, Jamaica Association on Intellectual Disabilities in Kingston, Manchester, and St. Anne, Portmore Self-Help, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and Jamaica Society for the Blind. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer says the initiative will go a far way in advancing the well-being of this important group of citizens.
That in its design, it aims specifically to look somewhat critically on how best regional governments and their accompanying private sectors can and must collaborate more in advancing the noble agenda of persons with disabilities in the Caribbean by arriving at common modalities in our accommodation and interaction with them.
He says the assistance comes at an opportune time and coincides with a drive by the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities to get members of the disabled community registered for government assistance.
We in the ministry, spearheaded by the Jamaica Council of Persons with Disabilities, are currently on a national drive to register persons with disabilities throughout the entire country so that government and private sector can, in going forward, to fulfill the mandate of Vision 2030, better cater to their needs so as to ensure that their full participation and inclusion in the varied, multifaceted and urgent processes of nation building as we journey further into the 21st century.
Minister of Labour and Social Security, Derek Kellyer. For more information, contact the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities at 968-8373.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'ma just put on $100. I'ma call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there's no resolution, call the commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.